So I have to decide what to speak about. You are students. You are learning in university, that's right. That's what they do. I also learned in university when I was young. I learned mathematics. What do you think? How is life teaching you? Not university. What's the difference? I go to a course in university, I want to learn something. But we all know that this learning in university, that's an accumulation of knowledge. What does life teach you? And how? Or do you want that life should teach you? Do you want that? Or do you think it's better that you go through your life and you don't learn so much from it? So where are you taught how to learn something from your life? Did anyone over here learn something from his own life? A real lesson? The way he excelled in business, for most probably they all learn business, that's right? Okay? Sounds like this. The others, what do you learn? The other people, what they learn? Biology? Medicine? Medical students are there? No? Okay. So then you have very well defined things. You know, you learn anatomy, you learn physiology, you learn biology, chemistry, whatever it is. So you know what you learn. So did you learn from your life? Could you explain that to me, why you are not taught that? That's the most basic thing you have to be taught. I want to learn from my life, and no one teaches me that. This you do it yourself, you know. So why don't be a doctor yourself, you know? I'll cut you a little bit, you know. We'll find a way. Yes, this is a problem. This is a big problem. This is a huge problem. Life is not about accumulation of knowledge. Life is about something else. And when life wants to teach you something, life does it in a very awkward way. Very awkward. I want to explain that to you. Look, perhaps you heard that once, a person is a little bit like a tree, that's right? You heard that once, even the Torah, you say over here, the Bible, whenever you want, also said that the man is like a tree, and the tree is rooted. Where are you rooted? So now you look at the person which pretends to be religious, that's me, you know. And when I ask you, where are you rooted? Then you are rooted in in the heaven. Or you could be rooted in your heritage. It would be nice to say that what you expect from me, that's right? That's how you have your roots, that means your roots in your Jewish religion. Why, because you don't want me to know what's the time, you know? Okay, so you are rooted in your religion, or you're rooted in your past, or you're rooted in your ancestors. But when you look at the tree, something of it, because the roots of the tree are all over the place. So where I am rooted in my heritage, that's a very awkward heritage, you know. My heritage goes straight. So that's not my root. Where am I rooted? Where are my roots? I want to grow. I want to learn something from life. I want to grow through my life. But I have to know where are my roots. That I have nutrition. Where are they? Where are they? I don't know. Do you have pictures? Do you still take pictures or only iPhone pictures, most probably? So is there someone over here in this place which has a album of photos at home? You know, these old type which your parents have, your grandparents have, you know those things? You have that too? From a trip to... Well, the girls have that more, you know? Make a nice thing, and you put in also the tickets from the train, you know? And I know how you do that, you know? That's what you do. And then you have the nice album for my trip to the Kilimanjaro, yeah? You made a trip to Kilimanjaro once? No, you won't? You would come with me? I wouldn't come with you, you know? So you come to the... I have a nice trip to the Kilimanjaro. I have my album for the Kilimanjaro. And I see the guy which made it to the top. And I see also the guy which didn't do it, you know? No, didn't make it, you know? So we have it. Or you make a nice album from your comrade, you know? Middle of running. You know? So that's what you do. So fine. That's a nice... Do you like albums? Do you like to look at them? I hate it. I hate that thing. It's artificial. Because it's boring. I know what's in there. When I take the album from the beginning, I know exactly what is expected. I know first page, the bye-bye from home, second page, the aeroplane, third page, arriving at the destination, fourth page, I know what that must be. I at home have no album. I still am an oil timer. I don't have only digital photos. I have real pictures, you know. I have no album. I have boxes. And the boxes are all over the place, you know. They're all mixed up, the things. And once or twice a year, I take my grandchildren and grandchildren, and then we throw out all the pictures on the floor, and then it's interesting. Then you take the picture and say, "Do you remember this one? Do you see that one? Who is this?" And then a grandchild says, "Who is that old person? Ah, that's a grandfather. Who is this one? What is going here?" That's very fascinating. Much more than an organized album, which is a very boring thing. You know exactly what will be there. Your life is like a picture box. Your life is not organized. Your life is all over the place. And when you want nutrition to grow from your own life, you do not know where that comes from. And that's what you have to do. You have to dig in your picture box and you look and say, I know that. I know that situation. I was once in such a situation and I worked it out like this. Perhaps now I can do it better. But you don't know from the beginning what will be. You don't know where that will be. You have to dig. That's exactly the way the tree has its roots. The roots of the tree are looking for nutrition. And the tree doesn't know where from. He searches. No. Perhaps here. Perhaps here. And then all the roots get all over the place. Because you have to find nutrition all over the place. Your own life goes in the same way. And that's the mistake of ordered learning. Because you think in 2013 I made a course of loving kindness and I excelled. Finished. Now I am a perfect man in doing good things to others. Next year, I make a curriculum about truth. And I conquered that. Do you believe in that? In that dirt? Do you believe in that? No, I don't. Because I do not know how I am growing and in which area. I can't know it. My life is educating me in an unorganized way. And there, your nice university education flips in your face. You nice organized learning, huh? Today anatomy, tomorrow physiology, and then business ethics, and then you are doing international relationships, and then you are going for others, and everything is organized in the thing, and then you make a test, and the test is really repeating all this great and unbelievable knowledge, and that is education. No, that's accumulation of knowledge. That doesn't educate. That doesn't educate anyone. That makes you knowledgeable. But education of life is happening in an entirely different way. Huh? You can't know it. For sure, that's the way it is. And that's the way you, as a person, are rooted in your own life. My roots are in my own past. Once I made something and I was able to do it. And that teaches me that I, when I face again a similar situation, I can do it even better. Once I did a thing and I failed, and that teaches me next time I have to use a different strategy. And that's the way my life educates me, but it educates me in an unorganized way. That's the difference between life education and higher education. What you do. You are taking courses in higher education. Very good. That creates very good specialists. That creates very good professional people. But that won't educate you. It won't. You as a person won't be educated through that. Because you are only educated when you face your life the way it is. And your life is happening in an unorganized way. You can't help it. Yeah? And how much you want to put that thing into organized compartments or things like this doesn't work. Because it's always unexpected. Always what's behind the next corner, you don't know what will be there. And now you have to prepare yourself. So what shall I do? But I want to be more prepared to grow and to be educated through my life. So what is old Jumel? It's one big anarchy, you know. Well, how should I be prepared for that? I want to make a new curriculum or a new course in university. Which university? That's what you have over here, that's right? Something like this. WITS. Very nice. I was there once, twice with Gidon. So you go to WITS and I will make a new faculty. A faculty of life education. How would you do it, you know? But that should be the first faculty you have there. Because everyone wants to be educated in that. And then afterwards you can also think, I want to be educated in business. But please give me the tools. I should be able to conquer my life. I should be able to grow. I should be able not to drown, or to go underwater. I don't know how to say it. I'm Swiss. Drown, that's what I say. Okay. So how should I do that? I want to make a faculty. Do you have any proposal, you know? I will organize money for that. And we'll make one. How do you do that? What would you say? So it's only the way it comes, you know. The way it comes, you know. Whatever. However it will come. How do you do that? Huh? So this is the inner core of what we want in our self-education. That we want to provide means which will educate for life. That's what we want. When I think about what I got from my journey, that I went to university and I learned mathematics. I was a little bit unorganized man by myself, but I learned mathematics. I was very, at the time I was very good at it. Yeah, I liked doing mathematics and I was, I got a good prize from Europe, you know, when I was young. I was a good mathematician. But then I left that. And I went to another place. And their unorganized learning kicked in, you know. But it prepared me for life. It made me grow in my life, not in my knowledge. Why? Why is it? Because when you want to grow in your life, you have to be prepared that you are entering challenges in an expected way. That's the only thing you can do. You enter challenges. And that is what we want to do when we are going into this endeavor of being Jewish. That's why this Judaism is such a crazy thing. You know, it tells you what to do. And you tell me, why do you have to tell me what to do? You have to tell me about spirituality. But please don't tell me about whether on Shabbat I can cook or not. That has nothing to do with religion. Please don't tell me whether I can light a light or not on Shabbat. Please don't tell me that on Yom Kippur I have to fast. Please don't do that thing to me. Leave me alone. I will be religious in my spirit because it's a spiritual thing. No. Jewish religion is about life education. But I admit, education can't be an anarchistic thing. Can't be. It has to be organized. But how do you organize a thing which is intrinsically not organized? How do you do that? You have to organize a thing which is intrinsically unorganized. Yeah? That's your life. What do you do? That is the inner core of all these awkward obligations we have. It educates me because it is presenting an challenge in my life. It's not presenting a goal or an aspiration or an uplifting feeling or a detached thing. No, it's a very real thing. No? When I am getting up in the morning, once in a while I get up in the morning, I say, okay, sei gesund, I have no energy. I can't do anything now. I just want to sleep the whole day. And then I tell myself, no, I can't. No, I have to do something. I have to go. I have to go at... Okay, when you are old, you will be in my age, then you can't sleep the whole day. It doesn't go, you know. That you can do when you are young, yeah. But in my age, you can't do that anymore. But let's say I am lazy or tired. I have no energy to do it. But now comes this awkward thing again, that's called the Torah, and tells me you have to do something. I have now no energy, but you have to do. What do you have to do now? I have now to dig in my life, and I have to see where do I have my life experience that I can activate the energy that I can conquer this problem. Yeah? It presents me in a very healthy way with daily challenges. I don't wait for challenges to happen. That it will be once in a while you have a big family problem, or you have once or twice a year a big thing, and then you want to conquer that in the right way. That's the same thing when you say, okay, I don't learn mathematics, but when I will have the test about differential equations, I'll do it, because that's very difficult. I'll do it then. You can't. You have to go and learn the thing step by step beforehand. How do you learn a thing step by step when it's your own life? How do you do that? You have to wait. I have to wait till things are happening. That's right. Let's wait till there will be till I will have a good thing happening to me, or God forbid a bad thing happening to me, then I'll do it. Then I'll be prepared. How you will be prepared? How? Where did you educate yourself that you are able to activate different kind of energies to conquer different things? Where did you have that? That is our education. That's what we want. That's why we have this awkward system which tells you what to do. It's not because I want to make you anything bad. No. I want to educate you. For what? For your life. I want to educate you that you are able to take out these energies which are inside you and to channel them and to do it in the right way. And this you can't be taught in a university, because it doesn't go in order. It goes according to your life. And that's what you call that mitzvahs, or whatever, that these obligations which are there, they are part of your life. In the morning you do this, and then you eat. Yeah? For example, I was in the Swiss Army. I know how to shoot, you know, that when I was young. I was in the Swiss Army, I was good at shooting. They wanted me to be a sniper. That's right, they wanted me. I said, no, I don't want to kill people. Psychosund, I don't do that. But I was able to shoot very nicely. My neighbor, once when we have these tests, when you have to do, so you are all lying there and do it, and the one next to me was, he couldn't do it. So he told me, Leichter, just go on my side and I will do your side. And then I have also once a six, or whatever, the way it was in the middle, you know. So I turned, and then he had a six, and his was in the wood, you know. So that was my helping others there. I was together with non-Jews, I was the only Jew there. And these non-Jews, they were looking at me, and I took a bread. And when you say a bread, when you know, when you're Orthodox, and you say a bread, then first you say a broche, you call that. You are, that's what you say. Well, you can't translate that thing, you know. You say broche. So they looked at me like a little bit. And then my non-Jewish friends told me, Leichter, I understand what you are doing when you eat the bread. Ah, interesting. Well, how do you understand that, what I'm doing? They said, you benedict the bread. I'm not Christian, you know. I don't benedict any bread. I thought, why do they think like this? I don't benedict the bread. And then I understood, that's what they see. That's what they see. Because I didn't take this education of saying a broche right. How do you say a broche when I am Orthodox? How do you do that? You take bread and then want to eat it. And you make like this. Ah. That's what you say, that's right? So what does the goy see? This non-Jew, what does he see? He doesn't understand you make a broche. He sees you to put the bread next to your mouth and you speak to it. It looks like you benedict the bread. That's what you do. Now you say, ah, that's what you do. You benedict the bread. But that is because I was a jerk. I was not educated. I didn't take this education. Because the education is, I have to not, this bread tells me, eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me. I do it, what the bread tells me. And then I am Orthodox. So in middle of the eating, I say something. But when I would take the education, I would say, no, the bread tells me something else. The bread tells me, do you see the goodness you have? Do you see this unbelievable opportunity you have that you can feed yourself and you can be satisfied afterwards? Do you see that? Could you please say thank you to someone? I don't want to say thank you, I want to eat. Could you please do that? And when I would be educated through that, in that life, I would put that down and I would say, Boruch, Ato, and then even the non-Jew would see, I speak to someone, I don't speak to the bread. But I didn't take the opportunity of education. I didn't make that my life should educate me through my mitzvahs. But my life is educating me. I am educated in my desire to eat, in my urge to satisfy my stomach. I am educated in that. Through what? Through that I measure up with that, that things are happening in my life, not the way 100% I want. And then I get educated slowly that I can be a bigger person. And my life is making me bigger. Yeah? That is what we want. We want that. That is an unbelievable thing, because we always think, I know that, we always think, I myself come from a non-frum home. You know, my father didn't know what Yom Kippur is. I don't know whether we have one over here which has that. There are people like this. Mr. Zui, I am, that is pretty far, you know. My father didn't know what that means, Yom Kippur, really, you know. So I know that you think all these obligations, they are life constraining. That means you are like... And that's when you are really orthodox, then you will really turn into a tzimuk, how you call that? A raisin, you know? A dry raisin, like... That's it. No! It educates you in your life. It does something with your life. But that can be only when it speaks directly to your life. It doesn't speak about big principles. That you now go to university and think about loving kindness. That's a very awkward way to say it, you know. But it's you have to think about truthfulness. And you learn half a year about truthfulness that will do something to you. No. Because you will not know which things to activate in your life in order to do that. You will not be educated. You will not be growing in your life. You will be growing in your head. That's what university does, for sure. But you don't grow as a person. Because growing as a person is in an unorganized way. The way your life is going in an unorganized way. You have all different kinds of obstacles, all different kinds of endeavors which come up not unpredictable. And in this unpredictable world, we have to be educated. That's what we want. When I understood that, that made me very happy. That I, as a very, try to be very normal, perhaps I'm not so normal, that you will judge, but try to be a very normal person, but to be normal, but to be bigger, that is intrinsically connected to a daily active work, because that's the way life is growing. It's not the organized thing. So that was for me a very big thing. Huh? And I think this message is an unbelievable thing. When we contemplate about that, it's unbelievable how wrong our perception is from what the Torah wants from us. The Torah wants from us, we think the Torah wants from us that there are certain mystical things we have to do, and then we will be considered as good people, or considered as worthy people, or things like this. No! It's simply a question that you yourself are growing. But you yourself are growing. Your life is teaching you something. Your challenges in life are broken down. They are small. You don't wait for the big challenges, because that won't make you grow. The big challenges, they're only after you went through education with your life, then the big challenges can really make you even in a bigger person. But that is not the way to do it practically. You have to work step by step, small by small things, but it has to come in into an unordered way. So that, I think, was a very basic lecture or lesson we can take from the Torah. And it's an interesting one. And we have to think, where is that thing educating us? Where is that educating us? In our outlook, in our world, by how we look at the world, how we relate to it, how we are happy with ourselves. When I once had, when I was younger, for example, I saw that Shabbat is not educating me in the right way, because it was boring. Yeah, I went through all these things, you know. It was simply boring, you know, as falling asleep. I was a father of children, and I couldn't help that Friday night, when I was eating the soup, after the soup, gone, you know, sleeping. And when I was sleeping in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, didn't help. It was like the Shabbat was repulsive. I didn't want, it was boredom. So now I have now to say, there can't be. My children deserve a good interaction. And the sign for that was, when I had... all the guests, I was able to be awake, wide awake, till 11, 12 by night. And when I was with my small children, I was sleeping. So Shabbat was boring. So I had to work on that. I had to work. I had to dig. in my life to see where is the nutrition I can take, like the tree. Where is the nutrition for this thing? And I have to take the nutrition for that Shabbat, and I had to grow that I am able to do nothing, not to look at the television, and not to do all these things, simply be with my children and my family, and not being bored. Because it is an uplifting day. It's an uplifting thing. I had to find these forces, and that was very much educating me. Yeah? Okay? That is the education in life which happens with the Torah. So that I wanted to present in front of you. I think that is a new way of looking of our obligations, which is a very fruitful way to look do that. You would think about that a little bit more. You see, it's an unbelievable opportunity to grow in your life. Not only to grow in your knowledge, but to grow in your life. And then we have a faculty in which university. But I think they won't open it, you know. They will say, no, we can't open that. It is, there are certain things which make that not possible. I think so. You can't do that. So we will not open any faculty in the Wits University, but we will think about ourselves. How can we grow within our lives to prepare us that our life challenges and our life endeavors are really make us grow and being big people, because that's what we want. Besides what we are learning in university and being professional, we want also to be big people. And that has to be done on a day-to-day basis. And there's nothing better than the Torah, which tells us things to do in order to measure up with them. And then we are growing in a daily basis. That's what I want to tell you. Okay? Atka.